Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. How are you today? Tuning in again today. Listening again to Watch Your Ruth, to Here, There, and Everywhere. And what's your payoff? You getting something out of this? Do you wonder, why does this crazy woman get on the radio every morning? I wonder. I wonder who's sending her that paycheck. Makes her get up in the morning, get on the radio and talk to me. Well, you know what? The truth of the matter is, and, you know, everybody needs to drink a little water now and then. Personally, I got to drink it every day. So, to provide the water to the people in the nations, to all the people in all of the nations, with great discipline and without laziness and in liberty, not with wise words of men, and definitely not the wise words of all of the wisdom of the world and all the books that can be contained in all of the libraries in all of the world. Because even if you have all of the knowledge of every book, you have not love, you are like a gong sitting up on a shelf that doesn't make a sound. The sound rises from the sea for 1 hour, but it is not going to be the sound that we want to see or hear. But it will, the beast of the sea, he will come. He will return de facto. You can bet on it. With all of his blasphemies and all of his plans of putrefaction of the earth. So then, what shall we do? Should we read into every book the wisdom of the world? Should we go into every commentary that can be written? Oh, I follow the words of Peter. No, I follow the words of Paul. No, I follow John Hagee. No, I follow McGee. No, I follow... Is it not said, and do you not understand until you bow down and bend like a reed, ready to listen to the Holy Spirit when it speaks, and it will not be in a commentary, and it will not be through another man's words, but yet it will be through the movement of your spirit when you're ready to speak to the Holy Spirit and it is ready to speak to you. And you may never experience the opportunity to speak to the Holy Spirit or have that occurrence, and I feel sorry for those that do not, because you have not created in yourself a purified heart enough to see and hear the Holy Spirit. But I can tell you that there is a day that if you do not have a regulated heart that is no longer tempest-tossed, if you haven't made the personal decision to be ready, you won't be. Even though you think you will be, you won't be. And there isn't one ritual or one practice that you can do on this earth. There isn't one ceremony. There isn't one oath you can make. There isn't anything you can do but to turn to God. Did God say,
when I come back, will you be building huts out in the desert?
I don't think so. Not in the book I read. In the book I read, and I've read every version. I've read the NIV, the King James, the Tyndale that I use. The book I read, you know what it said? Big surprise. It says, will I find faith? Will I find the fires of faith burning when I return? Or will I have to kindle them when I come back? Didn't ask me if I was out in a tent. Because he told me he's in my tent. Hallelujah. I say not these words to injure, but to give some discernment and wisdom. So you can stand firm and strengthen yourselves. And through these tears of assistance, you may see. Because there is an hour coming, and there are waters being prepared, and it will be for 1 hour, for 5 months, this system. And you must be ready. When you see the control of Mount Zion being taken, you know the end time events are about to happen. Isn't it true? So with that, what will happen when the king returns? Do you know? Let's see what the word says. What does the word of God say will happen? It says the bride, literally the king's daughter, is waiting. The bride is waiting within her chamber, robed in beautiful clothing, woven with gold. Lovely she is, laid by her side, her maids of honor, waiting for the queen, waiting for the king. What a joyful and glad procession they are as they enter into the palace gates. They shall sit on thrones around the world. Yes. A refuge in strength and tested in all times of trouble, and we need not fear. For even if the world blows up, and even if the mountains crumble into the sea, let the oceans roar and foam, let the mountains tremble. Selah. There is a river of joy flowing through the city of our God, sacred home of all gods. God himself is living in that city, therefore it stands unmoved. Despite the turmoil everywhere, he will not delay his help. the nation of sinners that rant and rave in anger? When God speaks, the earth will melt in submission and kingdoms will totter in ruin. The commander of the armies of heaven will be here among us, and he is the God of Jacob. He has come to rescue us. The bride, the princess that waits within her chamber, robed in beautiful clothing, woven with gold, lovely she is, led beside the king and the queen. Come see the glorious things that our God does when he brings ruin upon the world and stands silent and know I am God. I will be honored in every mountain, in every nation of the world. When I come for my bride, I am the commander of all of the heavenly armies, and I will be here, and I will be among you. He is the God of all, the God of Jacob, and he has come. He is the great king of the earth. He has subdued all of the nations, all of Jacob's people, the very best of those he loves. When he ascends, when he ascended, with a mighty shout and with trumpets blaring, and he shall return the same way. He reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The well. The water in the well. Who's looking for the well? I wonder. Because if you don't find the well, you're just only going to have the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. And in the final days, isn't it said that they will scatter? Scatter and scatter and scatter to the point where we won't even be able to stand tall unless we have the Holy Spirit in us. And if we do have the Holy Spirit in us, what do we have? How lovely is your temple, O Lord, O Lord of the whole armies of all of heaven. I long, yes, faint with longing to be able to enter your courtyard and come near to you, the only true living God. For even the sparrows and the swallows are welcome to come and nest among your altars. And there have their young. O Lord of heaven, armies, my God and my King, how happy are those who can live in your temple singing your praises all day long. From morning until night they have faith, they have fires burning. They are the ones who are happy. They are the ones who are living strong in the Lord. And who want to, above all things and above all else, and in their hearts, to hear your words and to follow your steps every day. Even if they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of springs and wells of waters and pools of blessings and refreshment every morning that collects springs anew. And I feel sorry for those who stay in the valley of weeping. For they're not ones who will grow constantly in strength. They have been invited to meet with the King, the Lord of Zion, Jehovah God, the God of all of the heavenly armies. And he prays that you will bring them closer to him, for his family is so small. He is the defender and he is our shield. He has mercy on you. And you have been anointed. A single day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. And I would rather be a doorman of that temple of my God than to live in any other palace and take the responsibility that he's given me. And to put wickedness far away from me. Try to live my life. Be happy in my temple, singing God's praises. For happier those who are strong in the Lord, who want above all else to follow his steps. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk along his paths, for the Lord's armies of heaven are blessed. And he's poured out amazing blessings on him that has been forgiven of the sins that he died for, bringing us back into loving unity with him, the Lord. Yes, the Lord pours down all his blessings on the land, and it yields such a beautiful crop, and he is well pleased with them. He knows that they go forward just in a right path, and upright, in truth. And that truth rises from them. And because truth rises from them in the earth, righteousness smiles down from heaven. Hallelujah. That's Psalms 85, verse 11. And all of the nations will know and see. Because the water flows from you and me. When you walk in the way, in the truth, and the light. In the last day, in the final days, oh Israel, be ready. Because it's coming. As a shepherd leads his sheep, calling each by its pet name. Do you know what your pet name is? That none are lost or strayed. And does not God do the same with the stars and the planets? Oh, Jacob, oh, Israel, how can you say that the Lord doesn't see your troubles and isn't being fair? Don't you understand? Don't you know by now that the everlasting God, the creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never grows faint or weary? No one can fathom the depths of his understanding. And that he gives power to those that he wishes. He gives power to the tired, to the broken, to the weakened, to the worn out. And he even gives them strength to walk. Isaiah 41, verse 29. 40, sorry. He has done such mighty deeds, directing the affairs of generations of mankind as they watch walk by. It is I, the Lord, the first and the last. I alone am he, I do. And I encourage you, and you encourage your neighbor. And he says, don't worry. Be good. Things are coming along fine. And we can soldier along fine. Carefully we join together as parts together. And then we will be fastened together. And then we will be the thing in place that it will not fall over. For hasn't it been said, and do you not know, and hasn't it not been spoken by the prophets? But as you, O Israel, are mine, my chosen ones, for you are Abraham's family, and he was my friend, and I have called you back from the ends of the earth and said that you must serve me alone, for I have chosen you, and I will not throw you away. I am holding you by my right hand as I, the Lord, your God, and I have said it, and I am telling you that you will not be afraid. Even though you have 1 foot in and 1 foot out, you will not be afraid. For I am here to help you. Everyone will lie confused and shattered, but I will stand with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. My plan is to uphold you. My plan is to be with you. My plan is for you to be victorious in my right hand, because you are Abraham's family and he is my friend. And see my servant who I uphold, my chosen one, the one whom I delight in, the one who I'm putting my spirit in. Ah, I see the Spirit upon him. He reveals justice to the world. And he is gentle. He does not shout. And he does not quarrel. And he always gives everyone encouragement. And he always lifts up the faint-hearted, even me. With tempered mortar, without despair, with truth and righteousness, his servant. For he, the Lord, has called you, and you do demonstrate righteousness. And I will guard and support you. And do you not know, and has the Lord not said, Isaiah 42:6. I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will guard and support you. For I have given you to my people as a personal confirmation of my covenant with them. You are a light, and you have guided many unto him. You have opened up many of the eyes of the blind, many of those who sat in darkness and despair. I will tell you the future before it happens, he said. I will sing a new song. Sing his praises, all of you who live in the earth's remotest corners. Sing. Sing, O sea. Sing, O oceans. Sing, O waters. Sing, the sea. Sing, the trees. Sing, O oceans of trees and clouds of trees. Strong trees with deep roots, well-watered trees. All of you who live in distant lands, join up in the chorus. And let all the coastland and all the islands raise up and glorify the Lord and sing about his mighty power. The Lord will be a mighty power, and he is a mighty warrior, full of fury toward his foes. He will give a great shout. He has been long silent. He has restrained himself for a very long time. But he will now give full vent to his wrath. He will groan and cry like a woman delivering a child, leveling the mountains and the hills, drying up all the rivers and the pools, bringing blindness to Israel, making darkness bright before all of those, the smooth and straightened out on the road ahead. He has not forsaken them who have put trust in him, but cast off those who put trust in idols and call them gods. They will be so disappointed in that day when they're turned away. They will be going through the deepest waters and the greatest troubles. They don't know the Lord of Israel created them. They will be so fearful. They haven't been able to see the demonstration of God's love to all the world in this glory and the glory of this law. They've been robbed. They've been enslaved, don't you know? Imprisoned and trapped. They are the fair game of all who will not protect them. So won't even one of you apply the lessons that you've learned of the ruin that awaits ahead for all those who don't see the Lord and don't understand that they have sinned or won't listen to his laws? God wants all to repent. All will be set on fire and burned. All will be going through the great deep waters. So go out. Even though you do walk through the valley of oppression, and flames will be there, the Lord your God, your Savior, the Holy One of Israel, he led you out. And he was a pillar. And he has a promise of forgiveness. So go out and spread the word and make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people to go home. And you create a river for them in the desert. Hallelujah. That's what God said. I am going to do a brand new thing through you. You are the candle. Your wick has not been snuffed out. You are the light, and you will not put your candle underneath your bed, but up on the tabletop and shine to remind people of the promise of forgiveness. Because God said, I alone am he who blots away your sins for my own sake, and I will never think of them again when you repent. When you present yourself before me, and I will no longer remember all your faults or all those who've sinned against me. That's why I have deposed priests to tell you. So be a priest, because you've been deposed. And then, my chosen ones, he says, do not be afraid, because I have chosen you. I am the Lord who made you. I will be there to help you, my servant. I will be there. I'm going to be there with abundant water for your thirst and for your parched fields, and I will pour my spirit out, my blessings on you. And you will thrive like watered grass, like willows on a river bank, and proudly say, Yahweh of Israel is my friend. Proclaiming it from the first and the last, you are my witness. There's no other rock. I've chosen you. Wow, are we not glad today? Even though we're far away, we will still be glad today. Thanks for tuning in today. It's going to be a great day. Hope to see you tomorrow. God bless you.